Waffle Stomping. Episode. Man, I think I'm like fucking like 80 years old, dude. I like fell in the shower this week on Tuesday.
Fuck.
Like full blown like ass over tea kettle type of shit. Like I was like washing my fucking ass crack, and when I leaned back, like dude, like I swear I got like fucking vertigo. Like I just like my whole body just tipped over, and then like I tried to like I like my head was going for like the corner of the tub. So I was like, fuck. So I like I flexed up my muscle or like my fucking shoulders and just slammed into the back of it. Then my ass, like I slid down. And like I fucking slid right my ball, like literally my ball sack and my cock were going right for the spout of the fucking like bathtub. I slid towards it. And like I was smart enough to like kick back. So I kicked it and I just stopped. And I was like, fucking dude, I like laid there and my back hurt so much. I was like, yo. And like the water's hitting me and shit. And it's like, you know what the funny thing was? The only thing I could think of is like, if you remember that commercial way back in the 90s for old people, it was like the medic alert fucking like necklace where you hit the button when you fall. It's like, help, yeah. I've fallen and I can't get up. Like, yep, that's all I could think of. I was like, dude, fuck. And like myself, when I was listening to fucking music, so it was up on the top, I'm like, fuck, I couldn't even get up there if I wanted to. So I just like rolled over, like got up. I'm like all stiff. I'm like, fuck me, I'm old as shit. I just like grabbed my phone, got out, fucking didn't even finish showering. I had like soap in my hair. I'm like, fuck this motherfucker. I had soap in my ass crack. I'm like, I didn't even get the soap all out of my balls and my ass. It was fucking horrible.
Oh, dude, I feel old all the time. You know what? You want to know how I know I'm getting old? Is I enjoy raisins in my cereal.
I fucking love raisins. That doesn't mean anything. What the fuck? Raisins
in my cereal. I'm like, yeah, I'm my grandpa.
They actually have a cereal dedicated to that. It's called fucking Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
Yep.
Fucking Jesus Christ, bud.
Dude, I got a fucking cock rash. It's not on my cock itself, but it's above it. It's right where the pubic area is. It just came out of nowhere in the last day. I'm just like, what the fuck?
It's probably jock itch. It's probably because you like fucking you sweaty. You got sweaty nutsack, and then you fucking probably didn't change your boxers or something to get your jock rash.
I don't know if it's that or if it's just like my first day back to work after 3 weeks was yesterday, and my belt was like going back and forth like on that spot. And I was like walking all day, so you know. I don't know.
I cleaned like 40 toilets that day. There was so much walking.
It was a lot of walking and bending over, and but it could be from that, or it could be from my new like body wash. Who the fuck knows what it's from? Like, there's so many different ways that you could get a rash.
I guess, but I don't. I honestly don't get rash. I got that fucking carbuncle on my nuts, but I know it's because I had staph infection. So I never get rashes on my dick. I think you should get that checked out.
Well, it's not on my dick. It's on the pubic area above the dick.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I think the jock itch goes that high, bud.
Well, fuck. I'm gonna have to go to the hospital and get a steroid cream or something. Like,
yeah, go get some Ben Gay fucking foot powder or some shit. That'll fucking work too. I think
put some foot powder.
Yeah, I swear to God, foot powder like eliminates fucking like that shit. I think I swear I read that somewhere.
That'll just get rid of the itch. It wouldn't get rid of the fucking rash, would it?
I don't fucking know. I've never had a fucking rash on my fucking pubes.
Come on, you're supposed to be the foot fucking, like, cream fucking powder expert. God damn it.
No, I just, like I said, man, like, stick to the fucking rivers and lakes you're used to. Don't go chasing waterfalls. That's TLC 1994, bro. That was the fucking coolest thing I've ever said. Fuck you. And fuck you, I stay in my lane. I don't fucking veer off the lane. I stay in my fucking lane. But... oh, fuck. I got a good one. I got a good one from work. Oh, fuck. I found this one out. Talking about fucking pubic hair. So there's like this little tiny chick I fucking work with. She's on our line the odd times. A little QC girl. But, dude, she has one of those like choker chain. Like, not choker chain, but like those choker plastic fucking necklaces that bitches used to wear.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, they used to wear them back in like 99 when like Drew Barrymore would wear that shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Haven't seen one since fucking like 1999, early 2000s. You know what I mean?
That shit's hot though. I like that shit.
Because that's literally, this is why you know nothing about women. Because if a bitch has one of those on, you know she has serious daddy issues. And that's what I said to the boys. The boys are like, oh, fuck, she's cute. I'm like, no, boys. I was like, fucking stick to the lakes and rivers you used to. Don't go fucking chasing waterfalls. I'm like, you don't understand what that is. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, straight up, boys. Look at that fucking choker. That means she has daddy issues. I was like, look at the fucking her hair and shit. She's got, like, fucking purple tinge in her fucking hair. That means she doesn't, one, know how to dye her hair. Two, she doesn't know anything about fashion because bitches don't wear those anymore. So I was like, that means she's been out. She has no idea what's going on. Like, fuck, whatever, dude. So this has been like over weeks and shit. And it's like this week we find out. Well, it's probably like last week. But like, we hear she's like making out in her car at lunchtime with some fucking dude. And like I heard it from like a couple of the fucking boys. Like, yeah, she's fucking around with some guy in her car. Like, whatever. Like, who cares? And like all of a sudden, she keeps getting worse and worse. It's like, yeah, like turns out it's like this guy's like 51 years old and he's going through a divorce. And fucking, like, he ate her out in the parking lot. And I'm like, how the fuck would you guys know that? It's like, oh, man, he's telling everyone. He's proud of it. He's, like, 51, like, old as shit going through a divorce. He's got, like, this 25-year-old bitch. I was like, holy shit, she does have daddy issues.
Yep.
This, I was like, I fucking looked at this one guy. I was like, his name was Johnny. I'm like, I fucking told you. I fucking told you. And then he's just like, yeah, like, dude, she's fucked. Like, she told me she, like, likes to be choked and shit. And, like, she, like, lives with her mom. And then, like, the 51-year-old dude, he's getting a divorce. So he lives with his mom. Like, the 51-year-old dude lives with his mom. So, like, I found out this weekend they got, like, an Airbnb outside of town because they want a privacy just to fuck away from, like, their moms. The 25-year-old and the 51-year-old. I was like, dude, I told Johnny, I'm like, Johnny, this is content. This is content for Waffle Stomping. I have to fucking use this, bro. He's like, yeah, I would. And there's more to the story that I fucking just want to throw in there, but like, I don't want to throw my boy under the bus, but there's this guy on the line and he's been fucking messaging this fucking QC girl, like this fucking girl, like fucking like through Facebook, and this dude's married and shit. And we're like, oh, Jesus. Like, oh, dude. And like this guy, like, this dude, he likes to rip on motherfuckers. So I was like, when I found that, I was like, you know, I could fucking be cool about this. Or I could just fucking attack.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to have to attack. I think I'm going to have to jab him like a son of a bitch. Like, not in front of people, just, but fucking, you know, I'm going to have to go for the heart on this one. like, that's straight up, dude. Like, if you're fucking living, if you're getting a divorce and you live with your mother, or you're fucking 25 and you have a child, you live with your mother, you are not in the fucking realm. You're not in the space to be fucking dating. That's straight up.
Makes me think when I moved back from Toronto to live with my mother, I was 29 and I lived in her basement. And right above me, I could hear her fucking her boyfriends. Like, and I was just like, fuck.
Like, God damn it. Did you jerk off to it?
No, I didn't jerk off to it. I fucking put something in my goddamn ears. It's my mother, man.
Yeah, I know, but you never know when you get carried away, right? You never know.
I honestly, like, put my hands up to my ears and, like, started humming a song to myself.
Could you, like, if you had to, like, if you had to or put on the spot, could you maybe, like, maybe reenact how it sounded, maybe?
I don't know. It was just, like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, could you?
That's all I could hear.
Yeah, like, could you hear? Is she moaning? Tell me.
No, I couldn't hear. I couldn't hear the moaning, but I could hear the bumping. And I was
she's fucking taking it, eh?
Yeah. So then I, you know, turn the movie up a little bit louder.
Hard as a rock right now. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Turn the movie up a little bit louder. Fuck. I know you got a thing for my mother. You creepy.
I do. I'm gonna fuck her. If it's the last thing I do.
You already said you leave your family for us.
I would. I would. I'd leave everyone.
Dude, I kind of fucked up the other day. I said, you know how I say things like by accident, accidentally, like I say
cringy things.
Well, I say things that I accidentally don't mean. So anyway, I'm seeing this chick right now. She's really awesome. We get along. We connect on so many like different levels and shit. Like she might be the one. Who the fuck knows?
But,
get the fuck out of here. Anyway.
Nice.
Picking her up where we left off, bud.
Fuck. I got kicked off because somebody tried calling me. This app sucks. When somebody calls you, it kicks you off. Fucking.
Oh, fuck it. Who gives a shit? I'll fucking edit it. If the editing sucks, that's why. Now we're just continuing on. So,
all right.
Yeah, say what you're saying with that, broad.
Yeah, so I met this chick. She's really cool, but I have a tendency to say, like, things that are just fucked and cringy sometimes, right?
Like, so, telling waitresses how much tip you gave them. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, exactly. Cringy shit, like, you know. So, anyway, I was fooling around with this chick, and I really like her, and she's awesome. We get along really well. She fucking got me off, right? And then I tried to get hard again, and I got hard. And then she was, like, getting on top of me and riding me. And then, like, she was, like, trying to get off. And, like, I was going soft. I could feel myself going soft. And I said, I'm like, I'm going soft. Oh, fucking. She's like, stop talking. And she's like, and then she's like, had like this orgasm, but I didn't know if I believed it or not. Like, I wanted her to get off, but I didn't know if it was real. So
anyway. You can't ever tell her about this podcast. So you can't ever tell her about this podcast. If she listens to this, she's gonna fucking break up with you.
I don't, whatever, dude.
Anyway. Okay, go on.
She's probably gonna hear it at some point. So anyway, we're laying next to each other in bed, and I said to her, I was like, did you have an orgasm? And she's like, yeah, I did. And I'm like, swear on your dead relatives. And I held out my pinky finger.
You made her pinky swear in her dead relatives that she had an orgasm.
Yeah, because I wanted to make sure. Oh, fuck. That was like an example of me just saying cringy.
Dude, like, you know how, like, that, you know, like, that's not even cringy. That's like fucking, that's just fucking weird.
It's beyond cringy.
And, like, and on top of that, like, what dead relatives are you pinky swearing on? Are you swearing on
all of her dead relatives?
Every dead relative, eh?
But here's what she said to me. She says, she didn't say she swears on that. She said she swears on everything. So, everything technically
Did you use the word orgasm?
I said, did you come? I think I said,
No, you said orgasm before.
I can't remember what I said, to be honest.
What do you mean you can't remember? Orgasm is such a weird word. That's like such like a grade fucking six.
I didn't say orgasm. I wouldn't have said
it. Like, did you come? Like, did you come? Like, yeah.
Swear on your dead relatives. I swear on everything. That's what she said. And I was like, okay, well, everything technically is dead relatives too, so.
She was probably fucking thrown off and her pussy probably dried up the minute you talk about dead relatives in the reference of sex.
Well, that's... she's still talking to me, so I must not have said something too bad.
Oh my fucking God, bro. Like, it's not, it's getting worse. Your cringe is getting worse and worse.
It is. It's getting bad.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad. I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. Like,
you can't do anything. It can't be stopped. I'm on a fucking snowball of shit right now.
Yeah, all I can do is just make fun of you and then just make fun of you and make fun of you until, like, it just, maybe it'll stop. But if it keeps getting worse, then I'm just going to have to, like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's never going to stop, man. It's never going to stop.
It's never going to stop.
Because I don't know I'm saying it. That's the thing. I don't know I'm saying it.
But you know what the fucked up thing is? It's like, that's fucking weird. But I had a buddy say shit to me that was cringy the other fucking day.
And okay. Another cringy guy?
Oh, yeah. Like, remember my drunk Jordan? Like, I have a Jordan that's drunk as fuck all the time every weekend. He works in a factory. Yeah. I really like the guy. He's fucking... But, like, the dude's, like, fucking weird as shit. And he, like, told me the other day, he's like, yeah, like, I actually told him to get on, like, medication. Like, for, like mood. Because, like, I'm on, like, sleeping medication. And my sleeping medication is, like, a mood stabilizer. So, I'm just fucking chill as fuck. Right on the line. You know what I mean? And fucking, I was like, dude, you need to get on the fucking meds, bro, because you're fucked. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he got on the meds. And then he's like, man, he's like, fucking, there's something fucked up. I'm like, what? He's like, the fucking side effect of my meds is fucking a low sex drive. And the dude's 40 fucking 4 years old, has no kids, no fucking wife, no nothing, never been married. He just, like, jumps from, like, fucking girl to girl. But he's ugly as fuck. I was like, all right, dude, like, that sucks, whatever, right? So, like, he told me this, like, months ago. It's, like, fucking 6 months ago. And then all of a sudden, he, like, talks to me this week. I'm like, yeah, bro, you want to hang out, whatever, dude. He's like, man, like, I got my sex drive back. I'm like, thank you for telling me that. Like, do you want to tell me what you've been jerking off to? Like, he did. He's like, yeah, like, I've been fucking paying for a cam girl. I'm like, no fucking way. You got a cam girl? He's like, yeah, like, it's fucking pretty cheap. It's like fucking, like, and I thought he was going to say like $9.99 a month, like 10 bucks. He's like, yeah, that's like $30 a month. I'm like, dude, how often do you fucking meet with her? He's like, oh, for like every weekend for like 15 minutes. I'm like, holy shit. That bitch is putting in like 6 hours of fucking shit and like she's getting insane money. Yeah. And I was like, dude, I'm like, stop doing that. I'm like, be like a fucking regular person and just fucking jerk off the normal porn. I'm like, and if that shit's not working, like, fucking do something else. Dude, do not get a cam girl. That's fuck. Get a hooker at the very worst. He's like, no, like, she'll do anything I say. I'm like, what, sticks a dildo in her ass and her fucking pussy? He's like, yes. I'm like, that's what every fucking guy asked for, you fucking idiot. You can go on porn and fucking see that for free. He's like, yeah, I don't know. He's like, it's just better, like, talking to her. I'm like, oh, my God, dude. I'm like, you're fucking killing me. I'm like, I just want to fucking kill you right now. I'm like, fuck off.
He thinks he has a chance.
Dude, it's not even that, dude. He knows there's no chance. He's just paying for it. He just likes telling some bitch, like, ah, fucking do this with this. Like, it's so creepy.
Oh, it's control issues thing?
I don't even fucking know. I'm like, dude, get off your meds. I'm like, I told you get on those meds. Dude, get off those fucking meds because they are fucking you up.
Jesus Christ. Fuck. What in the fuck? That's
I don't know. There's, like, shit like that, like, people don't think is fucked up, right? Like, he thinks that's, like, a good deal. Like, 30 bucks for fucking, you know, 15 minutes or whatever the fuck it is, right? And it's, like, that's normal to him. And it's, like, I start thinking about it, and it's, like, I heard a good gig, like, the other fucking day on Rogan. And it was, like, this guy said the exact same thing, but it's true. It's, like, remember fucking, like, remember, like, Newman from fucking school, like, high school, Lee Newman?
Yep.
I don't give a fuck what his name. Yeah, we used to fucking sneak down in his dad's room and watch his dad's porn. And we'd always fucking watch his dad's porn, but we had to remember on the VCR, it was like 7 minutes and 45 seconds. We had to remember to stop, rewind it and stop it at that point. So he knew where, like, his dad didn't think we did anything.
Yeah. And then,
And then what we didn't realize is we were just rewinding to the spot every time that his dad fired a load. And his dad probably didn't remember where he fired a load in the porn. He just watched the porn and fucking fire one off that fucking spot. Yeah, and it's like we were kids. We're like, oh, we're watching porn. It's like, no, we were just watching your dad's fucking dirty movies, like him jerking off because your mom won't give it to him.
Oh, yeah. That's the married life when you're, like, what, 40 years in? Fuck, you don't fuck anymore?
Jeez. Yeah, fuck that shit. But we're 8 minutes on this. We probably got 17 on the other one. Fucking, I say we end her.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Check us out on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Keep your assholes clean, your feet dirty.